let's go on an adventure. Bop, bop, a shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it together. I did it, did it, did it, let's go on an adventure. Bop, bop, shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it forever.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. And we have an excellent guest. Not only do we have an excellent guest, but we have
All of our guests are excellent.
I know. All of our guests are excellent. But I get extra excited whenever the studio has studio first. And today is another first.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Nikki. And, you know, I will tell you all about that. But first, we're going to loop around a little bit. Loop. Anyways, so how are you doing, Nikki? How's things in your life?
Life is kind of loopy, actually.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
A little loopy. Yeah. How's life with Christopher's world going?
You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's like it's kind of like the circle of life.
Savannah, give me a pizza.
Pizza, Domino's.
Pizza, sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Yes. Oh, now I want pizza. Yeah. So, no, things are good. You know, I'm getting ready for the Yule log, the Christmas, getting into the Christmas spirit.
I mean, snow and a lot of money to spend.
Yeah. But if this was Walmart, we would be in the Valentine spirit.
We would.
Yes. I don't know why you do that retail. Stop it. But yeah, no. So Christmas is coming up. I can't believe that we're already in December.
You know what else is coming up?
What's that?
My birthday.
Your birthday? It's my birthday. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, a couple days shy.
Yeah, we have nothing planned. No, that's
it's only like, you know, kind of a milestone birthday.
But is it though?
It's just another day.
It's just another Tuesday. It's not just another Sunday.
I don't know what day does my birthday fall on. Hold on.
I think it's a Saturday.
It is. Oh shit. A milestone birthday on a Saturday. Oh, we're all in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, nothing's planned. Yeah, that's coming up too. That's yeah. You know what's funny too is that it, ironically actually, is that your birthday is so close to my daughter's birthday.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
She's December 18th.
I keep forgetting you're a dad.
I know. I keep forgetting too. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm a dad. I'm a very proud dad.
You are. And dad jokes to for days to go with that.
Yeah, you know what makes a dad joke a dad joke?
Being a parent.
When it becomes a parent.
hey!
Yeah, no, I couldn't be more proud of my daughter. She's such a rock star.
She's a great kid.
Yeah, yeah. She's heading out to college to be a teacher.
That's awesome.
So,
She's going to rock that.
Yeah, I don't know where she got the smarts from. It wasn't from me. Probably from her mom. But yeah, so anyways. And
wow.
I know. It's, you know what? It's just my mind is loopy. But that's okay. But you know, I love the fact that I'm a father because it gives me free rein on you know, dad jokes.
Yeah.
And so I have one for you.
Oh?
Yeah. Did you hear Ed Sheeran opened up a barber shop?
I did not.
Yeah, you want to know what he called it?
What did he call it?
Ed Sheeran. Yeah!
You know, it's real funny that you mentioned Ed Sheeran because Ed Sheeran is known for incorporating a loop pedal in his music, especially his live music. I've seen him live. I've seen the whole situation. And just like our guests that we're about to introduce here, he also is kind of a whiz with a loop pedal. So it's real funny that that's what you bring up.
It's so loopy. Yeah. You know what? I have a tremendous amount of respect for this kid. He is...
It's almost like he plays two instruments simultaneously.
I could not do that.
I can barely remember what I ate for breakfast half the time, let alone like try to work two instruments at once.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can barely work one, let alone two. But I'm telling you, very impressive. I absolutely loved having this guest in our studio, and I'm just so happy that he answered a message.
He was a random Facebook find, actually. And I was, just cruising around on Facebook doing the shameless, doom scrolling. And nice. I was like, oh, hey, he has a guitar in his hand. So I decided to listen to some of his stuff. And I was like, it's pretty good. I'm going to message him and see what happens. Awesome. Yeah. So no musician is safe out there on the social medias. If you have an instrument, I may just message you.
Watch out, Chris Martin, because Nikki's going to send you some messages.
Nope. It's not Brian first.
Oh, it's true. Mm. Yeah, he's hard to get a hold of, though.
Yeah, but hey, he's actually in Massachusetts the majority of the time. So.
Yeah, right.
Zach.
Yeah. And then we'll have to get Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, why not the both of them at the same time?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, there's an idea for you, Zach Bryan. You should do a collab with Ed Sheeran. I think that'd be pretty awesome because, he did one with John Mayer, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that John Mayer. He's John Mayer. no, that's great. So, guys, you're in for a treat. I think it's time that we introduce our guest.
All right. Let's loop into it.
Ah.
Today, we are joined by Jordan Holmes. Jordan has been performing in the New England music scene for about 15 years. He runs a loop station live to create an enticing sound through beatboxing alongside the percussive sounds of an acoustic guitar. Jordan is all about blending original music with those classic 90s and 2000s hits we all love. So you'll hear a mix of his personal songs and some fun covers during his sets. Welcome to the studio, Jordan.
Woo, me. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jordan. Hey, thank you for coming on to the studio. We really appreciate you coming down here and... providing some laughs while we get the show going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
no awkward silences around here today.
None.
Not a single.
And you are by first, our first, a loop station that you have brought here. So that's definitely a studio first.
Hold on. There it is.
There it is.
So for the folks listening the old-fashioned way on the streaming services, and not on the YouTube, there's a funny little contraption in front of him. It looks like something out of maybe DJ Hero.
What is that?
What is that?
It is
thing?
DJ Hero. Yeah. It's funny, you should ask. It's the most expensive DJ Hero they make.
I've never seen one.
It's an electronic launch pad.
You know what? I like the fact that it's an Elise, because that's the exact same thing as my keyboard that nobody can see. Because I don't have a camera pointed towards it. But it's a great brand.
Yeah, I like them. They're really great.
That's awesome.
This thing's seen a lot of road wear and hasn't fallen apart of me yet, so.
Nice.
I like it. Sponsor me, Elisa's.
It's been through the trenches.
That's awesome. Let's just get into it. We'll start with some questions, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm going to bring it back to this loop station because we all seem to be a little fascinated by something shiny and new in our studio here.
I know.
What got you into using one?
Ed Sheeran. Funny.
Yes.
I have been watching him very closely since he was a small artist busking, and he, in early interviews and probably still, he would mention that the first like real loop station he bought was this loop station, the Boss RC30. And he'd show people at like nightclubs mm-hmm. how he goes building songs and how he uses the loop station to create the entire song with beatboxing, percussive sounds from the acoustic guitar, layering vocals, all the same stuff that got me into wanting to do this. So I've been using this exact loop station for a decade now.
Wow.
And I love it. And it does everything I need it to do, and it's not too overly complicated.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Ed Sheeran because I actually saw Ed Sheeran. He was probably about 8 years ago or so now. It was the first stop of his first stadium tour. It was at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, and it wasn't even sold out completely. And it was super no frills. It was like a stage with nothing on it but him, a stool, his guitar, and a loop pedal. And at one point, he actually stopped right before he was about to perform a song and say, like, nothing's been pre-recorded. Like, this is all live. This is a loop pedal. And he, like, gave a whole demonstration on how it works for everybody just to prove. He's like, I'm not pre-recording anything. So it's really funny that you mentioned that he was the inspiration for you.
Yeah. I do the same thing. No backing tracks. It's all created on the spot. Every time it's a little different because it's always, you know, human error. But it's always a fresh performance.
I love that. And it looks like you have so much fun, too, when you're, like, getting a song all geared up and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I get into it, especially when there's, like, a good audience that I feed off them, and then it just becomes a whole thing throughout the whole night.
Love that, yes.
That's really cool. Sweet. Well, there's, like, quite a few good songs, too, by Ed Sheeran that I really enjoy. Like, it's really neat that, you know, that he could inspire you to go down that avenue as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of artists like Ed Sheeran. It was just kind of like really into what he was doing, and the loop station and the beatboxing, the hip-hop influence really got me interested.
That's cool.
Have you ever heard of an artist, Mark Riblett? He's known as Loop Daddy.
Yeah. I know exactly who he is. He's hilarious. He's amazing with a loop station.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's self-proclaimed Loop Daddy is what he goes by.
Oh, my God. There's a title.
No. I do a little bit of what he does live. Depending on the type of venue and crowd, there's a little bit of Mark in me, too.
That's awesome. Nice.
Bring it. Last night in Fitchburg, I definitely had one of those moments.
What song were you performing for that? I mean,
Wonderwall.
Oh, nice.
It's one of those songs that I don't take too seriously anymore because I play it every night. But I know it's always a crowd favorite, and it's always fun when the crowd starts singing along, and I can drop out and I'll let them sing a line. I'll keep playing the guitar and kind of hear the crowd sing it. And then after they finish a line, I'll like squeeze a little funny little thing in between the next line.
Yes.
Nice. Nice. Well,
feel free to add a little Mark Flair on the show today.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's start from the beginning. First song you ever learned?
Ironically, it's most people would say Smoke on the Water, and that was probably my second.
Oh, yeah.
But it was actually a theme song from a racing game that I played when I was probably 9 years old.
Oh, go on, because I probably know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's part of an original Xbox game.
Okay.
That back when they had double games on one disc.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay.
And it was a racing game and Jet Set Radio. Really obscure graffiti game.
Wow.
And on the racing game, there was a song that comes on at the very beginning of like kind of the intro before you start the game, and it was literally just that's literally it. That was the first thing I learned on guitar. Easiest thing in the world anybody can learn.
And
I just think it's funny. It was from a really random video game.
That is great.
I used to love like the Gran Turismo like soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
That's why I'm like, go on, what game is this? And Chris is over here like, whoa, this is a whole new mode of Nikki unlocked. I've never seen video game nerd.
Video game Nikki. Oh man,
I'm actually a big video game nerd. I actually have like a huge like tattoo on my calf that has a PlayStation 1 memory card on my leg.
What? Oh, that's awesome.
Spyro Gems, the Resident Evil ink ribbon for saving.
Yeah, wow.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yes, that's another great soundtrack.
Oh.
Yeah, such great soundtrack.
Yes!
And randomly a Boo from Mario.
Oh, nice.
I love it. I have, there's an ocarina sitting behind me, and I want to learn all of the Zelda ocarina at a time. Yeah.
Yeah, video games were a huge part of my upbringing. And then the songs attached to them were just, you know, iconic.
It's so nostalgic to hear now. Like, when you hear a song now, you're like, oh, I remember the first time I heard that was back in like Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
That soundtrack of those first four games is, it got me into punk music.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That and Warped Tour, but
yeah,
so many great artists that I found for the first time. I'm like, this is real music. This is really good.
Oh, nice.
It's different.
Cool. So, how do you say? How about we get into a song?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about music and all the things. All
right. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got for us?
I'm gonna play you the first single off my new album.
Okay.
It's called Animated VHS. I put it out in January. And it goes something like this. No loop station on this.
No
one.
Loop station. All right. Yeah, you got to prep me for that.
I can't sleep when it all becomes too much. I can't breathe. I know enough is enough. You can't speak to the pain I place inside. You can't reach me. Believe me, others have tried. You can't run from your past. Can't go it alone. Just take the time that you have and learn to let it go. You can't say it's over and to give it up now. You can't take me apart bit by bit. I can't shake this urge just to prove you wrong, but you won't take me down, 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 down. To the sun, I will see the problems I've overcome. I can't leave when all I know is a stage. I can't be another ghost in the grave. You can't run from your past, can't go it alone. Just take the time that you have and learn to let it go. You can't say it's over and to give it. This urge just to prove you wrong, but you won't take me down, 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 down. Now for the last time, we cannot rewind the time we lost. We will never get back. I know you know why. Don't even think twice. Your time is up. You made your choice. Now give it up.
Holding in that cough.
Usually you give me like the little gesture of like, cut the mic, cut the mic.
Yeah, no, I was like, I kept drinking. I'm like, so that's my secret. That's why I drink the TV static water?
The
TV static water. Because if I get a scratchy throat, it kind of like itches it. It didn't that time though. I was like trying to drown myself.
Here's Christopher over here waterboarding himself.
Yeah.
Static water.
You know, waterboarding in Guantanamo Bay sounds nice if you don't know what two of those things are.
Yeah, right? I know, right?
Oh, I want to go waterboarding.
Oh, waterboarding. That's a new export, right? Yeah, that's it.
It sounds like a new excursion on vacation.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to get in. All booked up.
Yeah.
Free rooms.
The waiting list is long.
So one thing I did notice, because I know we just did the live teaser on Facebook, and you did it in the end from Linkin Park, and I definitely, He's got that Chester, Chester sound in his voice, 100%. I love that.
I get that often, and I love it because he's like my biggest influence.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Rest in peace.
I know. I loved Linkin Park.
We love Linkin Park. They're still a thing.
I know.
They are still a thing.
They are still a thing. I started listening to the Linkin Park 2.0. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Really good stuff. I really enjoy it. I just love music in general, but that's cool.
Don't we all?
Yeah. But to have Linkin Park as an influence, I think, is really cool.
Yeah. I've always been really into rap, rock, and when they combine them, I love it. And
yeah.
Oh, and they did like that.
I have their first album tattooed right here. So.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Check
it out. There it is. So, oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
So you were probably like when that whole Linkin Park Jay-Z album came out.
I was pretty stoked.
Yeah.
I was. I feel like some people didn't really like that, but I
think it's a cool crossover.
I do too. I mean, I love rap, and Jay-Z's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, they already had, like, the turntables incorporated in anyways. It was almost like Incubus, you know, where they have their tables in there as well. So you already kind of have that, those both influences started already.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. All right. So.
So.
So, buttons.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, you know. Let's see, we asked that one. Okay, so favorite. Experience so far that you've had
as a musician
well, yeah,
or in life whatever.
Favorite experience as a musician, jeez, they're all so good. No. I don't know, I guess my favorite, you know what, is I'm overthinking it. I think my favorite experience was the first time I performed at the Upstairs Palladium. It was a sold out show.
Ooh, wow.
I want to say I was 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And I was opening with my then band, The Fight Left Inside. We were opening for Ice Nine Kills.
Ooh.
I believe on the Nine Lives tour in 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
And we were playing all original songs, no covers. And it was sold out. People were clapping in unison. I got down off the stage and went into the mosh pit during our breakdown of our songs with the guitar and just...
Oh, man. Jeep
rocked out in the mosh pit, like, in the circle pit, in the middle of it. And remember, like, getting back on stage during, like, a bridge of another song. And I just started putting my hands up in the air, started clapping to the beat of the song during the break where there's no vocals.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd just joined in. And it was...
Probably got the chills. Yeah.
There's no feeling. There's no other feeling than that and getting a crowd to sing along to your song.
Yeah.
Like during like a vocal part or a clapping part. It's just, there's no better feeling. So I think that would probably be it.
I love that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. No, I can absolutely imagine what that's like, just to be up there doing your thing and then just having the whole crowd join right on in. Yeah.
Well, you said, the fact that they're singing along to your song.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I feel like I've made it. If people know my lyrics, that's pretty awesome.
Right. It was a very easy lyric. I actually taught them the lyric on the stage.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you're supposed to leave that part out and be like, I'm a legend.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm human. They probably never heard that song before. That's okay. They got into it. I was happy. They were happy. It was good.
Yeah. And the Palladium is such a fantastic venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's both the upstairs and the downstairs, but definitely the upstairs, we were talking this off camera, but it's a nice, intimate little... more personal space for...
That's probably my favorite thing about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
you'll be right there in front of the crowd. There's no barrier, really. Mm-hmm. They're just at the stage everywhere. And
the fans in the very front are like, he sweated on me.
Yeah. He sure did. You better believe that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And we'll be right back after these brief messages.
In 2025, be on the lookout for Derek D. Acoustic's upcoming album, Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival. Throughout the year, Derek will be releasing several singles, leading up to the full album release, which will include a few extra tunes just for you. Ashes to Acoustics features live acoustic covers performed at open mics at the Otter River Pub, recorded by Soundbites, Events, and Open Mics. You'll find them on all streaming platforms, so make sure you follow Derek at Derek D. Acoustic to stay updated on these releases. Enjoy Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival in 2025 and beyond.
And now back to our show.
So, what's one of the craziest things that you've encountered before at a show or a gig?
Craziest thing I've encountered.
Remember, the FCC can't touch us here, so fair game.
I don't know. Some of that was probably blocked out. I don't know. craziest thing that happened at a show?
That you've seen or whatever?
I don't know. It's probably a little bland, but I have a terrible memory, folks. there's plenty of things that have probably happened that are insane that I just probably somewhere in the archives. But I remember playing a Palladium show in Worcester. And
I'm noticing a theme here. Yeah.
And I think it was during a show I was playing. Some couple kids like got into it during like a breakdown, and he like left the show all bloody, and the ambulance showed up. He was fine. Like, it was just like two people like moshing, getting out of control. And I was like, just there. I'm like, don't kill each other.
So if it's only two people moshing at a show, is it still considered moshing or just a fight?
Right. Well, they were part of like the circle pit. But they, gotcha. For some reason, I guess one of the other guys rubbed the other guy the other way and just led one thing onto another, and they're just fighting.
Bloodbath.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often with these mosh pits.
Like, me too. And you know? I've seen a lot of mosh pits where I'm like, if that was me, I'd probably swing at somebody if they did that to me.
It's like, that's how you get your pent-up aggression out. They'll get arrested and just throwing elbows.
Literally.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But
some people, though, they go into mosh pits, and they're looking to start stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
That's their stress release right there.
Yeah, I was at the Hampton Beach Casino. I think I was watching... I was there seeing Taproot and Seether and all that. And I think when Seether came on, a mosh pit opened up. And, you know, there was no chairs. It was just
For good reason.
Yeah, for very good reason. And this gentleman grabs me and says, hey, can I use you as a shield? So I can get my girlfriend out of the mosh pit? I'm like, sure. So like a plow. He just pushed me through, and you know, we got his girlfriend out there safely. So whoever you are, if you're watching this, you're welcome.
I'm going to start calling you Dozer now.
I'm Dozer.
I actually have a friend that goes to a lot of metal shows, and he's always like, let's see if I make it out without a black eye this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Constantly has black eyes, not, you know, due to, you should have seen the other guy. It's all the metal shows that he goes to.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's incredible. The violence, but you know, music isn't about violence, people. It's about just having a good time, and you know, especially your music. I think it's really, really intriguing because, again, you have both, you know, your guitar, and then the looping station, and so you can kind of build up that song. Really beautifully, like it's really cool. Like, and what I like about the process is that you don't know where it's going to go in the beginning.
Yeah,
yeah. You just hear a bunch of noises at first, and you're like, huh. It's like you're building the recipe for the song.
Yeah. People get interested, like they turn around on their stool or whatever.
Where's it going with this?
I'm like, what's happening? I don't even know what he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't like tell them. Like, sometimes I tell my loop station artists. Sometimes they don't even know what that means.
Right.
I was just like, I'm gonna let it be a surprise.
Oh,
then
yeah.
They get into it, and then everybody that's like sitting down usually comes up to like, you know, the stage, and they're dancing, they're singing along.
Oh yeah,
they're like, it's okay to have fun.
Yeah,
it is. It absolutely okay. Is.
Yeah. It won't hurt.
Yep.
Much.
Right.
Can we get into a song? I want to see how you build a song.
Sure.
Let's show the people.
Yeah. Play one that I've been playing for years. Mike Martin, if you're watching, this one's for you, buddy.
Oh, I love him.
Thank you.
I'm only pretty sure that I can't take anymore before she takes a swing. I wonder, what are we fighting for when I say out loud? I wanna get out of this. I wonder, is there anything I'm gonna miss? I wonder, how's it gonna be when you don't know me? How's it gonna be when you sure I'm not there? How's it gonna be when there's no one there to talk to between you and me? Cause I don't care, how's it gonna be? How's it gonna be? When we used to laugh, that's a shouting match. As sharp as a thumbnail scratch, a sight I can't ignore. Left the hammock by the doorway we spent time in. Sweet empty, don't see lightning like that spark. There was always about to hit me. I wonder how's it gonna be when it goes down. How's it gonna be when I'm not around? How's it gonna be when it finds out there was nothing between you and me? Cause I don't care, how's it gonna be? I want to taste the salt of your skin, the salt of oblivion. Oblivion, and how's it gonna be when you don't know me anymore? How's it gonna be? How's it gonna be?
That was Woo! Awesome.
Thank you.
That's how it's going to be. That's
how it's going to be.
That's how it's going to be. Oh, man. I love,
I love that song, yeah, so
that's
much.
That's such a good song.
And it makes sense why Mike Martin got a shout out now.
Yeah. It
does. It really does. Love you, Mike.
We all love you, Mike.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, man. It's really cool to watch, again, that process of you building that song. What? When you first started, was it did it take a while to learn how to build these songs?
It took a while to get the timing right, but I watched videos and stuff, and so like I tried to like figure out as much as I could, as quickly as I could, so I could use it live and not like blow it.
Yeah.
But the timing is always the hardest part. I'm a drummer, but I'm not like, it's not my first instrument, so that for me the hardest thing is getting the drum sounds to be like decently in time, because I don't use a click live with any of these stuff. Like, it's all just feeling and tapping my feet, and hoping that I stay in time well enough to make it through a song. And not, I do the drummer thing though, where I have to like tell myself like, don't start this loop too fast because it's gonna become a rap song very quickly, especially the rap songs. Like, in the end, I used to loop that song, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm just flying through a song, because I started the loop too quickly, or at a higher, like, BPM.
Well, you know what? We had a story here once where about a Kid Rock telling
Tim LaRoche.
Yeah, it's Tim. Slow it down.
Yeah, he said to Tim, he goes, play me one of your songs. And Tim starts playing a song of his, and he's like, slow it down.
Slow it down.
He slowed it down. No, slow it down. Do you know how to fucking slow
it down? No, actually, slow it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that story.
That's cool. That's so cool. So for anybody else that's inspired by a looping station, do you have any advice to them? How to get started?
Get one of those wristbands that has a click that beats to your, like,
oh,
to your body.
Oh.
It'll save you so much frustration of trying to be perfectly in time when there's no way you really will be without a click. Or an app. But, yeah. I mean, otherwise, just jump it. Watch YouTube videos like I did and play around with it. And, you know, lock yourself in a room for a couple hours and just see what happens. And get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's how it happens. Like, I had a very similar experience with getting introduced to the piano.
Did you, like, learn with a metronome?
No, not at all.
Oh.
No. There was the timing. There was no timing. But that came after. It was like, you know, you just have to experiment and just see what, you know, sounds good, what doesn't sound good.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then just build up upon that. You know, it's a beautiful process, you know, learning how to a new instrument or creating new songs. It's a lot of fun.
For sure.
Nikki, you got a question?
I sure do. Living or dead, a dream artist that you would like to collaborate with? And obviously Chester, but besides that.
Besides Chester Bennington? Nobody. No. No.
The ship sailed.
I would probably, this is probably a bit of a generic answer, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. it is, but it isn't, because I don't think a single artist that we've had has said Kurt Cobain.
No.
They all say Chris Cornell.
Because they don't want to be generic.
Yeah. No, so they all go with Chris Cornell instead.
Yeah.
I do love Chris Cornell, but I grew up idolizing Nirvana.
Sure.
Loving the raw emotion of Kurt's vocals.
I hear that in your vocals also.
So same way with, I always gravitate towards artists that have like a really raw, like, angry voice.
Angsty rasp.
Very emotional and like very present. Like you recognize it and you know exactly who it is and it makes you feel something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I can absolutely understand why Chester and Linkin Park would be such a big influence, because that's, I feel like that they accomplished that really well with their music.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So let's see. Like, that one's kind of a repeat. Is there a favorite song to perform and why?
It used to be Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
I love that song.
I love that song, too. It's one of my, like, hype songs. I put it on, and I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
Clean the house song.
Yeah, yeah. But recently, this is going to sound a little redundant. In the End by Linkin Park. As I played earlier. It's my favorite It's my favorite song to play live. I can create.
We can always have you play it again for the.
Yeah.
I play it every night, and it's one of those songs that. It's fun to play. It's fun to build. I get to put, you know, bass parts down, keyboard that I'm writing or playing on the guitar.
Dare I say almost iconic?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those songs that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Whether they love Linkin Park or don't like them.
Everybody
knows that.
They've Wonderwall. Everyone knows it.
That gets played every night, too.
But, you know, what I love, too, about that song is that, you know, I hear so many other renditions from other musicians who kind of put their own spin to it, and it makes it so unique. And I think your version of it is no different than that. That you know, you build it as through the loop station, and you know, it was funny because like I didn't know what song you were going to play until you broke out those vocals, and I was like, oh,
well,
there
it
is.
That's what I was saying earlier. It's like at first all you hear is sounds, and you're like, where is he going with this?
Yeah.
It's a mystery until...
No one knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
It's like, you know, like I said, it's a recipe. You throw all the stuff in the pot, and then it all creates a beautiful...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that's cool. The so, how long have you been playing? Like,
Non-loop and regular.
Yeah, I know. That's a two-part question right
there. Yeah, that is a two-part question.
I've been playing music since I was 10. Oh. And I played in front of my first crowd when I was 14.
Wow.
And that was... I'm old.
Oh.
Bad with math. But I played my first Loop Station show, I think, in Clinton, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
And those poor people had to see Jordan Holmes when he just started using that damn thing. actually, it wasn't too bad. But I think I started using the Loop Station in 2014.
Oh, okay.
It was like a year after I graduated high school, and I was like, I want to get into this. I really want to.
Oh, so wow.
I did, and we were playing it in a basement in Winchton, Massachusetts.
That's my home. That's my stomping ground.
That's where I graduated high school.
Oh.
Murdoch.
Yes, the Blue Devils.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I've been using it since 2014. Same pedal. I think it's the same exact one. I might have replaced it at one point or sold it and gave up and then bought it again like 3 months later. So I was like, you know what? I was wrong.
Yeah.
But I think it might be the same pedal I've had for a decade.
That is awesome. I know. I find that they don't make...
They don't make things like they used to.
Doing the old man thing. They don't make them like they used to.
Back in my day, everything was made to last.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. And that's, a testament to... just the build quality of some of these.
Craftsmanship.
Yeah, the craftsmanship. I mean, because I'm sure that's gotten a lot of use.
It's probably seen 300 shows.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a lot.
Some nights at jams. Boss, send me a new one. You've been getting a lot of free promotion over the years. Sometimes at jams, and then I... it'll randomly switch because it's got this feature where if you double click on the right side pedal, it'll make the entire loop go slow motion and distorted like lo-fi.
And
it actually did it during the last song.
Oh.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I thought I was like...
I played it off like I meant to do it.
Yeah.
I was like looking down, I saw that it was doing slow-mo. Like,
fake it till you make it.
No, it sounded totally like part of the song.
I'm glad. It actually couldn't have happened at a better time, but like sometimes it'll stick because if you press both together, then you get that effect.
Okay.
Or if you double click it. I didn't double like step on it, so I'm like, damn it. There we go. So,
yeah.
It'll work.
Yeah, it did. You know, and that's what I love about music is that even though, you know, we're critical about the way that we perform, I say it like I'm a musician, but even though you're critical about the way that you perform a song, the audience just it's part, you know, they're there just for the ride. They don't know.
Yeah. They're not having an anxiety attack.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, what's wrong, man? Or like, they're like, I don't even know what's happening, if it's wrong or right. I'm just like, nope, turn off, undo.
And that's when you're like, yeah, oh yeah, I'm just making it my own. Yeah.
So speaking of anxiety, there's a lot of...
Where are you going with that?
This truckload.
This is a segue. Let me have the segue. No, I'm teasing. But seriously, it does take just an amount of courage, I think, to perform in front of just audiences, whether it be a small stage or a big stage. What has helped you to overcome that?
I still haven't.
Do you really?
No, I mean, yeah. I'm an anxious guy. A lot of my, if you read any of my lyrics, you'll figure that out.
Yeah, but, right.
Just doing it as much as you can, and just, I mean, it's probably not the right way to do it, but like, I like to face it head on and just,
there you go.
But also it's funny. I'm very much so an introvert and, a shy guy, most circumstances.
Yeah.
But playing music on stage, I don't think about any of that.
Isn't it
weird? Once I get up there,
it's like your alter ego comes out.
Yeah. It's like all my inner demons come out. I don't care about anything. I'm not having a bad time. I'm not thinking about anything.
Right.
Just playing the songs, vibing with the crowd. They're singing along, even better.
Yeah.
I'm in a whole nother world.
I love that.
Nothing can stop me, make me feel any sort of way.
And you're not the only one that is like that. I know a few other musicians that are very reserved, quiet.
Dale.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking of.
Hi, Dale.
Dale from Young Other.
Yeah, like he's such a quiet, well, you know, reserved dude. But then when he hits that stage.
And he's got great stage presence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, just, yeah. Just like a totally different person. But, you know, that's good, though. It's good that you are able to slip into that mode.
What I tell people sometimes on stage is, like, introverts weren't ever meant to do this. But thank you guys for being here.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
We weren't meant to do this. This is hard.
Or what do they say? I'm an introverted extrovert.
Yes.
I say that, too, sometimes. It's kind of true. I mean, I feel like around the right people, I am not an introvert, but I can be very introverted at times.
I think secretly, all of us are introverts, like to some sort of degree.
Mm.
Like some, obviously not as much as others, but you know, I think like yeah. I'm a social butterfly, apparently. But
yep.
But I, you know, I need recharging time. I need to be able to just kind of pull away and you know, have that quiet time. And but it's good to not sit in it for a long period of time.
For sure.
You know, and the fact that you're going out there and perform and do what you love is such a, you know, inspiring, encouraging story for other introverts. So
yeah, you guys can do the thing. Yeah. I did it.
That's right.
It's terrifying, but I'm doing it.
Well, there you overcome go. Your fears.
That's right.
Yeah.
So can you share a moment when you felt like you made a significant impact on someone's life through your music?
I want to say, I don't know how significant it was. It was a very wholesome moment. But,
oh, we like that.
Yeah, we like that.
I remember one of the first shows that me and my band booked. It was, I think it was, like, self-booked it, and it was for our album when it came out at the time, 2017.
Okay.
And there was a little kid that showed up at the show, and he asked his mom to buy one of the band t-shirts.
Oh.
And it was really sweet. He was up front watching the whole show.
Oh, that's cool.
And got a photo with him after, and he had, you know, he had the...
Yes!
Yeah.
He had the horns going.
Yeah. It was really sweet. It made my whole night. It was so cute.
Oh, that's and awesome.
I love that.
Kid couldn't have been more than, like, I don't know, 8, 9 years old.
Oh, so cool.
And that could be the next Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's it's cool. It's really cool to see that kind of influence on especially the younger generation, just showing that, like, you know, music is such a fun and memorable experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. Timmy's in the well, last. that's how old I am, people. Anyways. remember Dennis the Menace and Lassie and all those? No. Okay.
What's Timmy's in the well?
Timmy's in the well. anyways. how about another song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we looping this one?
Yes.
All right.
It's one of the loops. This is the second single, the latest single I have out now. It's called Death Sentence, and it's on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere you stream, purchase music. There's a amazing lyric video that I had a very nice man make up for me. It's on YouTube. The song's about getting out of 9-to-5 jobs that ruin your life and your hope for anything greater than the ordinary. And this is for anyone listening that wants to do something different. Just kidding.
a tired mess. Someone pull the curtains in, ignore the sun and all my friends. Well, I work myself to death for a while until it clicks that life is not a death sentence. I have a choice, I need a change. There's nothing more I need to say. What's the point for me to go home just to work to go home again? Trying not to break down, but it's more than I can stand. I will not follow in the footsteps of your past, breaking all the backs of the people that carry you. I will not follow in the footsteps of your past, breaking all the backs of the people that carry you. I've been cheated, I've been used, torn apart, beaten and bruised, just to wake up and sell my soul. In a dead-end job I go, but I was born for something more. Locking doors to department stores on another graveyard shift. Tell me what's the point in all of this? I will not follow in the footsteps of your past, breaking all the bounds. People that carry you, I will not follow in the footsteps of your past, breaking all the backs of the people that carry you.
Like those lyrics.
I do too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that whole feel. I like that whole feel of that song, honestly.
And it definitely should be a national anthem at this point.
Yeah. Fuck the man.
Yeah.
I said it.
Seriously. You know, we all get wrapped up on these 9-to-5 jobs where we're just going with the motions and, you know, it takes the time away from the things that we want to do. And, you know, it's not as fulfilling as, like, playing some music.
Absolutely.
So I know we briefly spoke of this when we were in the elevator together, but that song reminded me a lot of Yellow Card.
Yeah. I do. I just saw Yellow Card.
Yes. But I don't know, something about the sound of it. I don't know, Ocean Avenue type vibe to it.
It is one of my anthems. I love singing that song.
But that's cool.
2000s pop punk. That's I may be the acoustic guy, but I have played in many pop punk bands, and my new album's a pop punk album.
That's awesome.
Love that.
So,
can I plug something real quick?
Sure.
Of course, yeah.
Well. I almost forgot. I have a new album out. It's called The Lies We Tell Ourselves. It came out on July 5th. I'm doing the first show with a live band. We're going to perform the entire album in its entirety.
Ooh.
Ooh.
At the Ashburnham Legion.
Nice.
On November 9th.
Ooh.
At 7 o'clock. And a couple of my good friends are going to be joining me, Louder Louder and Exhale, both Massachusetts bands. And yeah, it's going to be a good night. And I may or may not be playing an emo night set with the other band.
That's awesome. I think I know what I'm doing that night now.
There you go.
Yeah. So, well, full album.
The only setback is that this will air on December 9th.
Ah, whole month later.
Ah, that's all right.
But you know what, though? The audience deserves... We're going to do some time traveling, guys. We got... We have a DeLorean. Yeah, so send me that information, and I will share it with the masses.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Social platforms.
And then, guys, when you do go and check it out, on this episode, make sure you let our buddy here, Jordan, know how that show was.
Yeah.
That's how the timeline works. cool. So, do you have any other questions, Nikki?
Yeah. What is a anywhere in the world that you could perform at, a dream venue?
A dream venue.
Ooh.
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't think we've had that one yet.
Not yet. No.
Usually it's like Red Rocks, the Sphere.
yeah, right.
And then, you know, then you have Seth Newton, who he was like, he brings up this venue in Iceland, and now all of a sudden he's on like a world tour Europe. Like,
he just
manifested that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Also, Woodstock 1994.
Oh, man.
When I was born.
Yeah.
That was a fun year. That was four.
Yeah, we went to
time
that.
Travel. That, I think I'd love to play Woodstock. Oh, Warp Tour.
Warp Tour. Oh. You know that's still a thing, right?
It's starting up again.
Yeah.
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 Hey, you know.
That is something I've always wanted to do. I forgot that existed for a minute. How
so
sad.
If Seth Newton can manifest his dream, so can you.
So can you.
Warp Tour is coming back, so.
Yep.
Just got to.
You heard it here first,
Kevin
folks.
Kevin Lyman, hey, get me on there. I love 2000s pop punk.
I was about to say, I'm like, you're not going to go there just to watch it. You're going to go there to perform.
Yeah.
And if they don't want me, I'm still going.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to have to kick you out, kicking and screaming and moshing absolutely. And all the things.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, Jordan, I really appreciate you coming down here and sharing sharing this time. Yeah, yeah. And
thanks for responding to my message.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, right. And now I'm looped into his. Yes. I am a fan, my friend. But before we let you go, we'll do a couple things. Do you have time for just one more song?
Absolutely.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I have one more question. So,
Here we go.
Think about it. When you're like learning how to play an instrument or a song or whatever, like you have to obviously remember the chords and all that. So now it's basically like you need to remember how to play two instruments simultaneously.
Yes.
Like, how do you remember the recipe, if you will, for each song?
Oh, that's a great question.
I play them 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I used to be like I would practice the songs until I was ready to play the show. Now I've been gigging full time as a musician for 2 years. Some of these songs I've been playing the whole time. Some I've been slowly introducing new ones. But I just drill them every single show. And the hardest part is lyrics, I feel like, for me. Is remembering, especially when the lyrics are like a verse is similar to the next verse.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They kind of follow the same theme.
Get them switched.
That's been my fear is like trying to learn lyrics. I think that would be so difficult. I mean, it must be difficult, but.
A perfect example of that is a song I'm currently learning that is not new by any means, but I recently put it in my set, and I'm still trying to remember the lyrics to the chorus, because every chorus is different.
What song is it?
The Boys of Summer.
Oh,
I love that
but
song.
But I do the Atari's kind of rendition.
Okay.
Acoustic.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I had the launch pad going.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to play it for you, because I will butcher the lyrics, but it's like. Well, I have like the.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
A little, like, leady part in there while I'm doing, like, the chords over it. And it sounds more like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, like, it just sounds more upbeat and more, like, punk if it was acoustic.
I don't know. Like, it's just, like, how do you remember, like, the exact, like, when you're using the microphone, those exact, you know, sounds and stuff to use, and then the beats, and there's, you know,
it just comes second nature now.
Yeah, once you start getting, like, I'm sure, like, a full set list together, that's a whole lot of stuff to remember.
I have 65 songs.
Wow.
Some of them I don't end up playing.
Yeah.
But the majority of them are loop station songs.
Wow.
Only, like, probably 20% are just acoustic guitar and vocals.
No kidding.
So, yeah, it is a lot to remember, but I have been drilling some of these songs longer than I've been doing this full time.
And I think that's an important aspect to just highlight real quick is that, you know, a lot of people who get started in music, they just, you know, they believe that they can just, you know, get right into it and be the next, you know, Justin Bieber or Ed Sheeran or whatever. And they don't realize that that there's a lot of time, a lot of dedication, a lot of practicing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to really hone it in. And you need to be committed. Not into a hospital, but...
Jesus.
Maybe someday.
Well, that took a turn.
I did. But, you know, it's a lot of effort. But also, it's not to discourage anybody that's looking to get into music, but just understand that it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, Nikki.
Hey.
Right.
Hey.
Called out.
Yeah, and Nikki got a new guitar.
I sure did. She's pretty.
All right.
What are you gonna play for us?
Basket Case by Green Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
This is probably actually, I said In the End's my favorite to play live. This one always gets people so pumped. Me too, and I just get into it. Just picture me getting into it because I'm sitting down.
Time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I'm one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Does my mind play tricks on me? It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I too stoned? Doo-doo-doo. I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She said it's like a sex that's bringing me. Should quit my wanting, cause it's bringing the town. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Does my mind play tricks on me? It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just so?
Oh, that was so much fun.
Are you sure you're not Billy Joe Armstrong?
Also a big influence, if you can't tell.
Oh my God, you sound just like him.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome. That was so much fun. I was dancing around.
I know.
Thanks, like, Mom and Dad, for buying Dookie when I was a kid.
Yes, a timeless album.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. That was one of my first cassettes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now you're dating yourself.
Now I am. I had a Casio Walkman. Tape cassette, and I would listen to the whole thing on my way to school.
Did you keep a pencil in your pocket?
I did.
Fun fact, my mom has the stub from 1994.
Ooh.
She was pregnant with me and my twin brother when she went to go see them live.
Oh, whoa!
God, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow. I just love the fact that your mom loves Green Day.
Well, she probably doesn't listen to them anymore, but yeah, back in the day when she was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Sorry, Mom.
Stop. You know,
she still listens to some pretty cool music.
Yeah.
And I actually went recently to Boston, Fenway, and saw the anniversary tour.
Did you?
Of Dookie, which I thought was kind of like a full circle moment.
Right? Oh.
I saw them play the whole album in its entirety.
That's awesome.
And all the other hits. And I'm like, this is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
30 years ago, my mom was seeing them play this album and it came out.
Right.
Now, oh, that's so cool.
I'm seeing them play it in its entirety.
Oh, that's so awesome.
29 at the time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I know. I love those experiences. You know, just a
full circle effect.
Full circle moment. It happened to me with Metallica.
Of course.
Of course. It always comes back to Metallica.
He mentions fucking Metallica every show.
Every show.
I was waiting on it.
I know.
Fail.
It was right there. They're coming out with a great new show now out in Las Vegas. I want to go.
Is it the Sphere?
No, it should be. I don't think it is.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome. But it's like a whole lineup of like craziness, like Evanescence, Linkin Park. Linkin Park's going to be there.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that. Sick.
Yeah.
That's really sick.
Just a crazy list of bands. So I don't know how we're going to get out there, Nikki, but we need to get out there.
First, you just take an airplane.
Is that how it works? Are you sure?
You get in the car and you drive to the airport and you heat your bag in there and then you get in the plane and
here we go.
Next thing you know, 6 hours later, you're across the country and you're, you know, drinking a yard thing, walking down the strip.
Oh yeah,
that's what you do.
And then you don't remember anything because you just drank a yard thing.
Yeah, and then you get a concussion your first night, like I did.
Nice.
I didn't do that when I went to Vegas.
No,
but I didn't feel cheated or anything.
I don't think you got the full experience. It's not the full Vegas experience until you've gotten a concussion and you zip line down Fremont Street, superhero style.
Oh.
I didn't do that.
I did that too. Concussed.
Perfect.
I don't remember, but I was there.
I barely remembered it too, but, you know, the concussion has something to do with that.
Yeah, right. Well, Jordan, thank you so, so very much for coming into our studio and giving us these live performances. We absolutely loved everything that you did, and especially the loop machine. It was really cool to see that whole process. Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you got
Thanks
it.
For answering my message.
No problem. It was a lot of fun.
He didn't ghost us. Like,
Nope.
No, I was actually going to just make something up. But I was gonna say,
I'll call you, I promise.
He didn't ghost us like Michael Jackson.
No.
Oh, that's perfect timing.
No.
Rest in peace, Mike.
Yeah. On that note, we're gonna land this plane.
We are gonna land this plane. So before we let you go, can you let the audience know where they can find your music?
Everywhere.
Nice.
Facebook.com/Jordan Holmes Music. If you go to that's my band page. If you go there, it has my link tree that has where you can tip me, you can listen to my music on every platform.
Nice.
All my lyric videos are there, and live performance videos are the first thing you see when you pull up my link tree.
That's awesome.
Check it out.
We emphasize the link tree because Chris loves a good link tree.
No, seriously. It's,
mine's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous tree.
It is. I always appreciate musicians who are able to market themselves because that's a whole beast in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so
as a full-time job, I have to literally sell myself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why should we book you? Because I'm cute.
Yeah, right.
And I want you to book me because I don't want to go back to moving furniture for a living.
Yes. We want to get out of that 9 to 5.
Exactly.
He wrote a song about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to hear it real quick?
Well, awesome, Jordan. I thank you so much. We appreciate you. And guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. And make sure that you are following us. Make sure that you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. And you can help support us and, more importantly, help support our musicians by subscribing and watching and sharing. So we thank you guys. And this is your pal, Chris, and your other pal, Nikki, and your third pal, your new pal, Jordan.
Luke Jordan.
Saying bye.
Bye.
Later.
The Musical Chairs of Massachusetts has been handcrafted for your listening pleasure. Hosted by Chris Guerra. Co-hosted and produced by Nikki Cross. Audio engineering and talent booking by Nikki. Audio, video engineering and graphic designs by Chris. Theme song written and recorded by Route 2 Revolution. This has been a CG Broadcasting production.